Hello and welcome to the Faith Center podcast, where each week we bring you the preached word. Faith Center is located at 22 Crown Street in Meriden, Connecticut. You can join us in person or watch us on our live streams by going to our website, faithcenterchurchct.com, Facebook, or on YouTube. Today's message is by Elder Tony Thompson, titled, Do You Still Believe? Let's tune in.
Somebody is carrying something that you don't need to carry no more. I'm going to ask you the question that God told me to ask you. Do you still believe? Do you still believe? I'm already in my message. Do you still believe? Oh my God. If you believe, God is saying to you today that you will see my glory. If you believe, if you believe my glory, you will see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, you got to see it before you see it. See it before you see it. I don't care how long you've been going through. I don't care what it is. God is able to bring you through. And he said, if you just believe, your miracle, what you've been praying for, your miracle, it is here today. Hallelujah. Hey, my God. Glory to God. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may have your seats if you can. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Hey! My God, my God. God is doing something that's out of the norm.
Oh, yes.
Before we go further, let me do protocol. I thank God for being saved today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Give honor to our pastor, Bishop Norfleet, and First Lady in her absence, Pastor Knox, to everybody in this church. I thank God for being saved. I thank God for his presence right now. But God is saying to you today, he's asking the question, do you still believe? Thank you, Jesus. Do you still believe? I know I haven't read my scripture yet, and I'm just going by what God is telling me right now. The question is, do you still believe? I know we've been going through this pandemic. Hey, God. I know that people are not secure about their jobs. Kids going back to school. Glory to God. Whether they're going to be able to make payments to bills. How are you going to survive? But God is asking the question right now in the midst of all of this drama. Do you still believe in me? Do you still believe the promises that I made you? Do you still believe what I told you? If you just believe, I'm going to show you my glory. I'm going to show you a miracle. Hallelujah. Praise God. Normally when you minister, you set the pace, but we're doing something different here. I'm giving you the ending at the beginning. And the ending is that no matter what you're going through, God is able to take you through, but it's going to require faith. Hallelujah. And my subject, I've already given it. Thank you, Lord. for today is, do you still believe? Hallelujah. Everyone standing, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, Father, thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, Lord. Lord, as I give the word that you have given me, God, Lord, let it marinate in your people's hearts and minds, God, that they may hear this word even throughout this week, God, that they may be able to relay it to friends in the name of Jesus, God, that it may marinate in their hearts and minds, God, and bless them and give them what it is that you have them to hear today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would turn to your Bibles, hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Jesus. God is a good God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the book of John. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. John chapter 11. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. Just believe, just believe. Hallelujah. If you're there, please say, I have arrived. Hallelujah. And it reads, now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death. Hallelujah. But for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, watch this now, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. And the word of the Lord is and shall always be blessed. You may have your seats. Hallelujah. As we know, this has been a very unusual season. The pandemic has really changed our everyday lives. We have gone from meeting at church to virtual church meetings, online classes, even our doctor's appointments these days have been virtual. There's a lot of civil unrest in our society right now. The social injustice is just seems like it's running rampant. And a lot of us feel that we are alone, that we're going through this pandemic, these crises, all by ourselves. But I came with good news today. I came with good news. And God told me to tell you that your miracle is on the way. I thought I'd get more than an amen there. Your miracle is on the way. That thing that you've been praying about, asking God for, it is on the way. But there's a question. Do you still believe? Now, the scripture in verse 5 says that Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. But here's the thing that's just so mind-boggling to me. And even though we go to the end of the chapter and we know that Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead, this is one of the greatest miracles that he's ever done or accomplished. But when he's notified that the one that he loves is sick, Jesus stays right there where he's at for 2 days. And the Bible does not say that he was feeding the sick or he was on a mission or nothing to that matter. It just said he abode in the same place, which meant Jesus just chilled. He stayed there for 2 days just chilling. Just chilling. Now, like I said, the mind-boggling thing is that if it's a loved one, and we know that he loved Lazarus, Martha, and Mary, why didn't he get up or even send word to heal Lazarus? Why didn't he do like the centurion that had the faith? He didn't have to go touch him or anything. His faith healed him and made him whole. So why didn't Jesus take care of the one that the Bible says that he loved? I don't care how you flip it. It doesn't make sense. I love you, but I'm not going to come see about you. Can anyone put their arms around that? I love you, but I'm going to sit here and chill for these 2 days. Hallelujah. There is going to be times that you're going to pray. You're going to ask God for things. And it's going to seem like God is just chilling. Everyone around you may be getting blessed. Everyone around you may be getting the same things that you've been asking for. A new home, a new car, a new job. Lord, I'm praying, I'm fasting, and I haven't heard anything. And it seems like the Lord is just chilling. No answer. But I came today to ask you this question. Do you still believe when it doesn't make sense? Do you still believe when you haven't heard from God? Do you still believe when everyone around you is getting blessed with the same things that you asked for, but God has not responded? Ooh, hallelujah. God is asking the question today, do you still believe? Will you believe when it doesn't make sense? Will you believe when you don't get an answer from me? Are you still going to believe in me? And the answer to that question is, if you still believe, God is going to show you his glory. I didn't say it. This is what the scripture says. If you just believe, I will show you my glory. So after the 2 days, Jesus tells the disciples, okay, let's get up. Let's go. And Jesus had mentioned to them that Lazarus is asleep. He's taking a nap. And they were kind of confused about that. Well, if he's asleep, we'll just go wake him up and everything's going to be well. But Jesus had to clarify that and said, no, Lazarus is dead. Hallelujah. Lazarus is dead. Now, the thing about this is, and this is how Jesus does, what he says to the disciples is, he let them know that he's glad that he wasn't there for their sake. Because we know that if Jesus was there, he could have quite easily healed Lazarus from his sickness. But Jesus said, I'm going to show you something new to increase your faith. I'm going to show you a miracle. And it's not for me, it's just to increase your faith and those around you in order for you to see my glory. Hallelujah. So, saints of God, what I'm trying to tell you today is just hold on for a little while longer. Hold on and keep the faith because your miracle is on the way. Your miracle is not just for your benefit. It is to strengthen your faith and the people around you. When they see the wondrous works of God, it's for them to believe as well. And God's glory will be revealed through this miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Your miracle has come to strengthen your faith and to glorify God. Your miracle has come to strengthen your faith and to glorify God. Hallelujah. So when Jesus finally got there, he found out that Lazarus was dead already for 4 days. Hallelujah. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, and Mary remained in the house. And what I like about this is Martha said, "Master, had you been here, my God, my brother wouldn't have died." And she knew that he can ask anything of the Father and it would be done. But Jesus told her, "Martha, your brother will be raised up." Martha replied that, "Jesus, I know that in the last day, in the resurrection at the end of time, that he's going to get up." But Jesus had to remind her and tell her that, "Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Do you believe this? Do you believe this? And Martha replied, "Yes, Master, I believe." So after saying this, she went and told her sister Mary, who didn't come out to greet Jesus, that Jesus was asking for her. The moment that Mary heard Jesus was asking for her, she ran out and dropped to his feet. And she did just like her sister and said, "Jesus, Father, Master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." The friends that were with Mary followed her to where Jesus was. And they began to moan and cry and weep because Lazarus was dead. Hallelujah. Are you praying with me? When Jesus saw her crying, the Bible says that Jesus groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Hallelujah. And he asked the question, "Where did you put him?" They told Jesus, "Lord, come and see." And the Bible says that Jesus wept. Jesus wept. And the Jews that were around with Mary at the time, they said, "Oh, Jesus wept. So how deeply he loved him." The other people knew that Jesus had done other miracles, and they were just starting to spread little rumors here and there. Oh, how he loved them. But I came to tell you today, Jesus wept for their unbelief. Jesus wept for their lack of faith. Hallelujah. They think that Jesus cried because his humanity side felt that his friend was gone. But he actually wept because they did not believe that he could do it. Saints of God, I'm asking you the question today. Do you still believe? Hallelujah. So Jesus told them to remove the stone. Martha said, "Jesus, if we remove the stone, he's been dead for 4 days. There's going to be an awful smell coming from him." I'm so glad to know that even in your stinky moments, even in your filthy moments, Jesus will come where you are. Do you still believe? Jesus had them roll the stone away. And when he rolled the stone away, he lifted back his head. And I'm going to paraphrase, "Father, Father, I know that you sent me. I know what you can do. But right now, I want you to do this for those that don't believe. I want you to do this for that one that said it can't be done. God is here to let you know that this sickness that you may be going through is not unto death, but it's for the glory of God. It's for his glory. The miracle that you're about to see is not just for you. It's for the glory of God. So after he said this, he said with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Saints of God, I'm telling you today to come forth. The disbelief, come forth. The heartaches, come forth. That dead situation that you've been harboring, get up. Get up and come forth. The Bible says that he called Lazarus by name because if he said, man, get up, Abraham would have got up. Joseph would have got up because he had all power. All power. Hallelujah. So what am I saying? No matter what it looks like, no matter how long you've been going through, no matter how smelly and stinky the situation may be, Jesus is here to bring you forth. Do you still believe? Despite everything that was going on, when Martha had came to Jesus, right before he opened up and told Lazarus to come forth, he asked the question, didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? Saints of God, if you want to see the glory of God, you must believe. You must believe. You must believe. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. When you believe, then we know that you'll trust him. When you believe, you'll trust him when it don't make sense. When you believe, you'll trust him when you don't get an answer. You'll trust him not for what he can do for you, but for who he is. But for who he is. Who is God to you? He's everything. He is the great I am. You need to put in what he is to you in there. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a mind regulator. He will keep you in perfect peace no matter what you're going through. But you must believe. Everybody's standing. Hallelujah. You must believe.
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast. If you would like to be a blessing to the ministry, please feel free to donate Cash App, $FCCKojic, PayPal, FaithCenterChurchCT@AOL.com, Givelify, FaithCenterKojic, or mail in at 22 Crown Street in Meriden, Connecticut, 06450. Until the next time, we will see you next week.